to set up the one kind of operation. Mm-hmm. The title that we know in the global media, yeah. They write Turkish defense firm Baykal Inc. deal to build drone factory in Indonesia. This is we have to bold underline for this cooperation. As we know, war in the global affairs right now is something to do with most of unmanned war. Mm-hmm. Drone is something to do with unmanned war. In the Ukraine war, drone from Turkey is very famous to counter Russian attack military.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with President Prabowo Subianto on Wednesday in Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java. Both leaders discussed efforts to enhance cooperation, including the defense sector. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed the importance of developing a roadmap to enhance defense industry cooperation between the two countries, foster both countries' national defense ecosystem, and strengthen bilateral collaboration in high-tech industries through mutually beneficial projects. Both leaders also agreed to expand collaboration beyond procurement and welcomed the establishment of joint venture and representative offices for Turkish primary defense industry firms in Indonesia. With the completion of the construction of Nusantara Capital Authority office, all staff of the authority will move to the IKN Nusantara Capital City in March 2025. Dora Pardede has the details.
Head of the Nusantara Capital Authority, Basuki Hadimulyono, revealed that the construction of the authority office will be completed by the end of February. This was conveyed by Basuki Hadimulyono in a working meeting with Commission 2 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta Wednesday. Basuki Hadimulyono explained that with the completion of the construction of the Nusantara Capital Authority office as of March 2025, all activities and staff member of the authority will be moved to the Nusantara Capital City.
We'll program all activities of the Nusantara Capital Authority to be done in the Nusantara Capital City. All members of the staff are the authority who have been working in three places, Jakarta, Balikpapan, and Nusantara. With the completion of the office as of March, we'll move all of them there.
Basuki Hadimulyono further explained that the transfer of activities and staff of the Nusantara Capital Authority to Nusantara Capital City was carried out so that they could focus more on the construction of the Nusantara Capital City. According to Basuki, the staff of Nusantara Capital Authority will later live in 4 apartments that have been constructed.
The head of the Nusantara Capital City Authority, Basuki Hadimulyono, in the meeting with the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Wednesday, stated that from 2025 to 2028, there will be pure private investment and state-owned enterprises funding amounting to 6.49 trillion rupiah.
2025-2028, there is a pure private and state-owned investment of 6.49 trillion rupiah, consisting of Surabaya State University, PT Makmur Berkah Hotel, which is a 5-star hotel, PT Citadel from Malaysia for townhouses and mixed use, and PT Fitka Deli Food, Sederhana Padang Restaurant, then PT Puri Persada Lampung, office building. So this is what we have just processed baru, until the final. Until January, this will definitely continue to add.
Furthermore, Nusantara Capital City Authority is currently processing 6 public-private partnership projects with a total value of 6093 trillion rupiah. Basuki said that President Prabowo Subianto has approved a budget of 48.8 trillion rupiah for the 2025 until 2029 period. Basuki explained that this budget will be allocated to complete the construction of legislative and judicial complexes, along with supporting ecosystem in order to establish Nusantara as the political capital of Indonesia by 2028. Ranoff reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
The news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia has engaged in 17 agreements on migrant workers in 2024. Rama Sitki Pratama has the details.
The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs claimed that Indonesia has engaged in 17 bilateral agreements in 2024, as said by its official Yudha Nugraha during a press briefing in Jakarta on Thursday, February 13th. These agreements are on Indonesian migrant workers' placement abroad, including in Eastern European countries.
Untuk melihat ke belakang, tahun 2024 lalu,
looking back to 2024, we managed to make about 17 bilateral agreements in the context of the placement of Indonesian migrant workers abroad into the global market, including for non-traditional markets in the Eastern European region. Nugraha, who is the Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens and Legal Entities at the Ministry, also said Indonesia has developed a framework for skilled workers' cooperation. Furthermore, he said that as of 2024, Indonesia had been active in global forums on secure migration and anti-trafficking, such as the Bali Process Forum and the International Labour Organization, or ILO. Nugraha even said Indonesia has pioneered talks on combating trafficking in persons caused by abuse of technology, including online scamming. Ramasuki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Director General of UNESCO Audrey Azoulay invite all people to celebrate and protect radio as powerful form of media. She stated that radio with frequencies can reach most remote locations and act as an early warning system to reduce disaster risk. In an official message on the occasion of World Radio Day on Thursday, Audrey said that with frequencies that can travel across continents and receivers that use very little energy, radio can reach even the most remote location and function even when electricity fails. This makes radio a unique medium in crisis situation. By acting as an early warning system, it can reduce disaster risk and save countless lives. She also added that outside of crisis situation, radio is also a prime source of information for people all around the world. Traditional forms of media all the more important at a time when artificial intelligence is impacting the reliability and trustworthiness of information online. Misinformation and disinformation continue to be some of the greatest barriers to climate action, making the work of radio journalists pivotal in tackling the climate crisis. Vietnam has once again reaffirmed its appreciation for Indonesia's support in its ASEAN membership's journey. Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Ta Phan Thong, emphasized that Indonesia played a pivotal role in Vietnam's global integration process. Ofra has the details.
Vietnam has once again expressed its appreciation for Indonesia's support in its ASEAN membership journey. This was conveyed by Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Ta Phan Thong, during the embassy's annual press meeting on Wednesday, February 12, 2025. He emphasized that Indonesia played a crucial role in supporting Vietnam's path toward global integration.
We, once again, would like to thank the Indonesian government and people, our brothers, for once again supporting Vietnam's membership to ASEAN. That is the turning point for Vietnam, for our international integration.
Vietnam's ASEAN membership since 1995 has opened various opportunities for cooperation in economic, political and socio-cultural sectors. To this day, bilateral relations between Indonesia and Vietnam continue to be strengthened in the spirit of friendship and regional solidarity. Overall rewarding for Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Voice of Indonesia. Here is today's commentary on radio and climate change. I'm Dalat Pani. In 2012, the United Nations declared February 13 as World Radio Day, a momentum to celebrate the role of radio as communication medium that remains relevant in the modern era. Radio begins its second century of service as one of the most reliable and widely used forms of media in the world. Radio contributes to the achievement of its international goals by supporting populations through climate disasters such as tropical cyclones and floods. Radio helps disseminate fact-based information, listeners' voices, and special radio programs. This year, UNESCO carries the theme Radio and Climate Change, highlighting how radio contributes to raising awareness, education, and real action on the climate crisis that is increasingly threatening the planet. This year's theme reflects the importance of radio in disseminating information about climate change, environmental policies, and mitigation efforts that can be carried out by the global community. With its wide reach and high accessibility, radio is an effective communication tool to provide environmental education to various levels of society, including those in remote areas. In her official statement, UNESCO Director General Audrey Azoulay emphasized that radio has an important role in building collective awareness of climate change. Radio has been long used to convey information related to extreme weather, forest fires, floods, and other natural disasters that are increasingly occurring due to climate change. In many countries, radio is also the main media in spreading campaigns to reduce carbon emissions, environmentally friendly lifestyles, and government policies related to environmental sustainability. In Indonesia, radio is often used for early warnings of disasters such as earthquakes, tsunamis, or flash floods, educating the public about the impacts of deforestation, air pollution, and global warmings. Raising the voices of local communities in dealing with the impact of climate change, such as farmers who experience crop failures due to extreme weather. World Radio Day 2025 reminds us that this media is not just a means of disseminating information and entertainment, but also a powerful tool to create positive change for the environment. With its information power, radio can be spearheaded in building global awareness of the need for real action in dealing with the climate crisis. Happy World Radio Day 2025. Let's use radio to save the earth. That's commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Aku rasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Aku pun inginkan kamu.
memang tidak biasa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Kau bersama aku. Aku pun ingin kamu. Kau buatku tertawa dan bersamamu. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau aku.
Main ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai sipui or lengkitang.
Thank you.
The rise of social media offers a digital realm that fosters freedom of expressions and also information sharing. But it also possesses risks by potentially exposing users, particularly children, to content unsuitable for consumption. Content that includes physical and verbal violence, misleading information, and hate speech is harmful and potentially accessible to minors. So data from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, NCMEC, indicates that Indonesia has recorded more than 5 million cases of child pornography over the past 4 years, ranking it fourth globally and second among ASEAN countries. So the data reflects the serious conditions of the influx of content that can potentially harm children's psychologically development. In addition, the result of a study that has been published in the Journal of American Medical Association, or JAMA, shows that teenagers who spend more than 3 hours per day on social media face a heightened risk of mental health issues. So the prevalence of negative content on social media is also inseparable from the role of algorithm that often favors sensational content to drive user engagement. So it means that we have to limit the use of the digital platform or keep an eye on our children when they are using some devices. It will be very helpful for our children as well, not only from their physical health but also their mental health. And of course, listener, before I give you more information, it will be my pleasure to give you our songs.
Lama ku di sini menunggu kau kembali. Sendiri aku menghitung hari tanpa kau pun sadari hingga kini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cooked into plain white rice is a staple food for most Indonesians. But did you know, rice can also be made into a variety of other dishes? One of them is ketupat. Ketupat or kupat is a traditional Indonesian dish made from rice wrapped in woven young coconut leaves called janur and cooked by boiling. Ketupat is a signature dish during Lebaran Idul Fitr festivity. Typically served with opor ayam or chicken curry, sambal goreng ati or fried chicken liver with diced potato and beans, curry, and other vegetables. Aside from ketupat, there's also burasa. At a glance, burasa looks similar to ketupat. but the difference lies in its flat shape, which is not as long, and it is wrapped in banana leaves. Burasa is a special Idul Fitri dish from Makassar, South Sulawesi, often eaten with a variety of dishes like curry, stir-fried sambal chili paste, opor ayam, or choto Makassar, which is Makassar beef soup. To make burasa, rice and coconut milk are cooked until soft, then wrapped in banana leaves and tied with a plastic rope or banana leaf strips. Afterward, it is boiled until fully cooked. Listener, in Ternate, there is a rice-based dish called pali-pali. Pali-pali is a long, cylindrical dish similar to lontong. It's made from rice and wrapped in woven lontar palm leaves before being steamed. Pali-pali is often served during festive occasions or sacred ceremonies. This dish is typically served with vegetable soups or stir-fried dishes. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today is entitled Cetok Temple Parking Lot. Dear listeners, it is my pleasure to greet you again in Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to talk in Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia's Overseas Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Solo Karanganyar. Di Solo Karanganyar, which means In Solo Karanganyar. You will listen to a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. These conversations took place between Chris, a blogger from Australia, and Ayu, a friend of Chris' blog community from Solo. Chris informed his position along with Ayu, who were in the Cetok Temple Parking Lot, through his blog. Let's listen to their conversation.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Dari sini kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi, mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you some vocabulary related to today's material. Parkiran Candi Cetok. Parkiran Candi Cetok, which means Cetok Temple Parking Lot. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me.
Saat ini,
which means currently or right now.
Kami,
which means we.
Sudah berada,
which means to be somewhere.
Di parkiran,
which means at the parking lot.
Candi Cetok,
which means Cetok Temple.
Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok.
Which means, currently we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot.
Dari sini,
which means, from here.
Jalan kaki,
which means, to walk or to go on foot.
Seperti apa?
Which means, like what?
Di dalam.
Which means, inside. In the conversation, you heard the sentence, Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok. Saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Cetok, which means, currently, we are in the Cetok Temple parking lot. In the sentence, there is a word, parkiran, which means, parking lot or parking area. The word parkiran, which means parking lot, in this conversation, is used by Chris to mention the place where he parks his motorbike in the Cetok Temple area.
Let's listen to other words and sentences to express a place.
Turunan. Turunan.
Which means way down.
Hati-hati melewati turunan itu. Hati-hati melewati turunan itu.
Which means be careful on the way down.
Belokan. Belokan.
Which means turn.
Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu. Kita akan berhenti setelah belokan itu.
Which means we'll stop after that turn. Chito Temple is a Hindu temple located on the slopes of Mount Lawu in Karanganyar Regency, Central Java Province. Chito Temple is one of the highest temples in Indonesia, situated at an altitude of 1,496 meters above sea level. Therefore, the temple is often shrouded in fog. Before closing today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to a conversation once more time.
Halo semua, saat ini kami sudah berada di parkiran Candi Ceto.
Dari sini kita harus jalan kaki ke Candi, mau tahu seperti apa di dalam?
Yuk, ikuti kami.
Dear listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Parkiran Candi Ceto. Parkiran Candi Ceto, which means Ceto Temple Parking Lot. We meet you again with different topic. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it will be very useful for you who wants to learn more about Bahasa Indonesia. And to close our program for today, we would like you to listen to Music Corner for this time. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, signing off. Have a great day and always love Indonesia. I'll see you again next week. Bye.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Dalam
就是要加到 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本系播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率33255千赫和47555千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRE Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
从印度尼西亚听着我
Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我祝你身体健康。在今天的一个小时的华语节目，我想为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的信息。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的印度尼西亚歌曲，也有印度尼西亚美丽，将向您介绍在印度尼西亚的各地区的土特产。开始本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。First of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。2025年2月12日星期三晚上，印度尼西亚共和国总统普拉沃·苏比安多亲自送别杜尔基共和国总统雷切普·戴伊布·埃尔多安和夫人前往巴基斯坦，这标志埃尔多安总统对印度尼西亚的国事访问结束了。此前在西加瓦茅屋宫，两国元首在举行双边会晤后，见证了印度尼西亚与土耳其政府签署并交换谅解备忘录。普拉沃·苏比安多总统在一份联合新闻声明中表示，会议讨论了各种形式的合作。在我们的会晤中，我们讨论了符合两国国家优先的思想的各种形式的合作。在经济贸易，我们致力于扩大两国贸易，实现互利共赢。普拉沃·苏比安多总统还表示，会谈中还达成了在宗教与教育、国防、农业、卫生等等其他领域的合作。同时，埃尔多安总统表示，印度尼西亚和土耳其同意加强在多个领域的合作。他说，合作涉及国防、能源、教育等等诺多领域的。
Bu çerçevede enerji, tarım，
我们签署了大约12项协议，涉及能源、卫生、农业、国防、工业、通信和交易等等领域。此外，我们还收到了一份我们共同签署的联合声明。在国际关系领域，两国元首强调，印度尼西亚和土耳其仍然认为巴勒斯坦合并的解决方案是巴勒斯坦独立和两国解决方案。印度尼西亚努桑达拉首都管理局负责人巴苏基哈迪穆利诺透露，印度尼西亚首都管理局办公室将于二月底完工。只是巴苏基哈迪穆利诺星期三在雅加达与国会第二委员会举行的工作会议上转达了此声明。巴苏基哈迪穆利诺只是说，随着努桑达拉资本管，乌浪，随着。